What's occurring?
Scott's off, but Oh What's Occurring is still on this afternoon.
Oh, what's occurring?
So you know how it works now, except Scott normally does it, but today I'm the kind of guest host, a bit like Have I Got News For You. Who would I be? Would I be Boris Johnson?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're quite posh, aren't you?
Anne Widdecombe's done it before, hasn't she?
Yeah, I'll be her.
Maybe her,
okay,
yeah.
I'll be Anne Widdecombe. Or maybe that guy from the Pimm's advert.
Alexander Armstrong?
Yeah, the Pimm's o'clock man, yeah.
You'd rather be Anne Widdecombe than Boris Johnson, would you?
Would you rather be Boris Johnson or Anne Widdecombe?
I'd rather be Boris Johnson.
Does it matter?
I'd be Anne. She's had a makeover recently, hasn't she?
I'm Anne Widdecombe. I'm Anne Widdecombe.
Okay.
So,
not that much of a makeover.
Why do you say that?
Once more, with nobody else talking.
I am Anne Widdecombe.
Brilliant.
I've got three situations that we've recorded earlier. All you have to do, Becky and Chappers, is tell me what happens next. I'm telling you, like, you don't know, but okay. Scott doesn't know who's winning so far, does he?
No, what's the score?
Is it 16-3?
Yeah, to Becky, yeah.
To Becky. Okay, good. So here's the first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, you know Axwell and Bob Sinclar?
Oh, how can we forget them from yesterday?
Well, they are two of the biggest dance music artists and producers around at the moment, I'll have you know. They've got this track out at the moment. Remember that?
Yeah. Where there's no hate.
Okay. So they were responsible for a new game yesterday, which was called Smell My Cheese.
Yes.
That was a classic. But I did feel a bit sick yesterday after eating Bob's cheese. I don't know what...
Did you actually sample Bob's cheese?
Yeah, I did. And I went home and I felt so sick.
I feel quite bad that I missed yesterday's show. It sounds amazing.
But it was really... You could see the sweat on it.
I know. I shouldn't have touched it, really, should I?
Oh, dear.
I'll eat any something, yeah. Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, back to the quiz.
So here's your question. We gave hugely successful artist, DJ and producer Axwell a keyboard. He had 1 minute... to play fellow artist / DJ and producer Bob Sinclar some tunes on that keyboard. But how many could Bob Sinclar correctly identify in 60 seconds? How many of the tunes Axwell played could he name? Chappers.
Three.
You're saying three. Becky?
Four.
Four for you. Writing that down. And it's now time to hear from the legends that are Axwell and Bob Sinclar playing that tune.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, this is Axwell.
Hello, bonjour, this is Bob Sinclar.
So you have to play a song.
Let me actually try and find some melody.
You have to play hook.
Yes, but I cannot play the keyboard.
So it will be really hard for you.
Ah.
Oh. Maybe we should have learnt that before we did our guesses.
And is that that?
No.
Oh, right.
Are you ready? Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. They have 60 seconds. How many tunes can Bob Sinclar name?
Okay, this one you must be able to guess. Okay. No. Yeah. No. How is it go?
Is what?
Da.
Don't be insane.
You know this one?
Yes.
You know which one it is?
No.
How is it actually goes? It should be easy to find. Dun.
It's too complicated for you. Don't try to play, my friend. It's too complicated.
This is a three note. Forget me trying with other things. This is how it goes. Goes through that for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, that's why I don't know it.
No, it goes. You don't know which one it is?
No.
The song is called an instrument.
Piano?
Yeah!
Ah, okay.
Ah, how easy was that? Good job.
Yes. There's something wrong with them.
Good
isn't
job.
There's
at the end of that,
them.
Good
they're
job.
My, they're my new favourite double act.
They're ridiculous, aren't they?
Is don't it, be da, insane.
Da, yeah, da. Okay, that's it.
Dun. It's too complicated for you. Don't try to play, my friend.
It's too complicated. It's too complicated for you. So the correct answer was one. Good. So
you're giving them that.
Well, they. But he got it after he said, "He's an instrument." Yeah. Is it piano? Oh yeah, good.
Oh, what's a kidding?
Okay, so it's 1-0 to Chappers.
They're like an old married couple.
Dun, 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 dun. It's too complicated for you. Don't try to play, my friend. It's a good
Anywho, right, so what's the score? It's 1-0 to Chappers. Next one. Do you know Anne Robinson?
Yes.
Do you like her?
Yes.
Well, you were on The Weakest Link, weren't you?
Yes.
Was it nice?
She was very pleasant, yeah. Eventually. You're not allowed to talk to her until the end. And that's the only time you actually get to talk to her.
I think her slurs aren't as good these days.
Really?
She used to be quite hot on it, but now I think they're bad script writers. Do you know what I think?
Well, at the end of each round, she goes off for 10 minutes with her script writers to write some more slurs, as you put them.
She's not really horrible, is she?
No, she's not really.
Now, this is your question, though.
Her slurs have got worse as she started to look younger.
Inversely proportional.
Yeah, is that?
So your question is this. On last night's Weakest Link, how many bitchy, catty and horrible remarks did Anne Robinson make to the contestants? Chappers.
Three around there. 24.
24, all right. Becky?
20.
20. Do you think she's lost it a bit, Becky, these days?
I do, actually, yeah. I did once do some work experience at Watchdog, and she was a very interesting lady.
Looking young.
Looking more to come.
looking younger, but getting
was
older.
Was that when you were with Vanessa Feltz as well?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Interesting.
She's worked with all the greats.
Sure, now I'm working with you, Chappers.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Anne Robinson being horrible on The Weakest Link, but how many times?
I was born in Essex.
Thought so. Did you get the earrings in Essex? What's more criminal in Essex? Going out without a suntan or going out with your knickers on? So you haven't got any Essex girl habits?
Not really, no.
Apart from the earrings?
No, apart from my earrings, no, nothing else.
And the blonde hair with the root showing? Does everybody in Liverpool have a social worker? Little Ben?
Not little.
If I say you're little, what are you?
At the moment, I'm freelance. I've taken a gap year out to...
Oh, you haven't got a job. You stick your head out of the window.
Sometimes.
Is that why all the hair's gone? What sort of talent comes out of New Zealand? So you've had a sad life in IT instead, have you?
I work for an insurance company, yeah, and I deal with insurance claims.
I knew today was my lucky day.
See, she's not as good as she used to be, I don't think.
How many was that?
Oh! What's a kidding?
It was, in fact, 11.
11?
Yeah, 11. That's not many. I don't think she's as good these days. So, actually, Becky, you won, so it's 1-1.
This is really weird. You actually sit there making notes and counting and everything.
Well, I've got to, otherwise it just goes to the pot. Is that where Scott falls down on it?
He just sits there vacantly.
She needs to go up with some better stuff, I think, old Anne. Anyway, so it was 11. Okay, good. Next, the score. So it's 1-1. And it's time for the next one. Here we go.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You know Becky? That one over there.
That one?
Yeah. That photo of her with Katy Perry.
Oh!
Yeah.
You know that photo? If you haven't seen it, go to Scott's pages. It's the one with Katy Perry where she looks like, Matt Lucas. Sorry to say.
That's all going
to
kick off again on Friday, isn't it, when Little Britain USA comes back? Just
you're going to get text saying, I really enjoyed the episode, Becky. You were brilliant in it. So, your question is...
Oh, you haven't done this to her, have you?
Maybe. We asked 15 people on the street. Does Becky really look like Matt Lucas? You can judge for yourself online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Just go to Scott's pages. The picture of her and Katy Perry's on there of her looking a bit like Matt Lucas. George Dawes, let's not forget. How many people out of the 15 said yes? Chappers.
Hang on, so you asked them, does she look like Matt Lucas?
Does this photo look like Matt Lucas?
How many said yes?
Yeah.
Out of 15?
Yeah.
15.
You think Full House? Everybody went, definitely. Oh my God, yes. Becky, how many do you reckon?
No, I do agree that in that photo, I do look like Matt Lucas. I'm obviously very beautiful in real life.
15 then?
14.
Okay.
Oh.
You said 15. I don't know what you're roaring about.
Are you ready to
just
find out?
Just play it. Go
Let's
on.
Find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the great British public looking at pictures of Becky and Matt Lucas.
I don't think Becky looks like Matt Lucas.
I think Becky looks a bit like Matt Lucas.
Do you think Becky looks at all like Matt Lucas?
I think Becky looks a bit like Matt Lucas.
Why?
It's the same kind of smile.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the closest likeness, what would you say she is?
8 or 9. Sorry.
Do you think that Becky looks in any way similar to Matt Lucas?
Yeah.
Maybe the nose a little bit. I feel bad.
Does she or does she not look like Matt Lucas?
Maybe a girl version of Matt Lucas.
That's really mean. How can you say that?
Well, you don't think she does?
No.
Okay, maybe just a little bit.
Do you think it's just a bad photograph, though? Or
a bad photograph of who?
Of Becky.
Oh.
There are similarities, yeah. The smile. They got a similar smile.
Do you think Matt Lucas looks like Becky?
Yeah, I do. A little bit. It's the smile. Definitely a smile. The nose. Eyes are all right. They're quite different. And she's got hair.
You know who this man is, right? Tell me, please.
Matt Lucas.
And this is Becky. Do you think they look alike?
Yeah.
Do you think Becky looks like Matt Lucas?
No! Yeah, I think Becky looks like Matt Lucas.
Why?
Because of the smile. She doesn't look a thing like Matt Lucas.
Yay!
Matt Lucas is a bold man. And what's her name? Becky, you know, long hair.
Hi.
I think it's her smile, yeah.
No, I don't think she looks like Matt Lucas. Do you think she looks like anybody else famous that you can think of?
No.
Oh. Does that make it fact?
She doesn't look anything like Matt Lucas, why not? She's got long hair.
My favourite quote was that. Oh, it's a bad photo. Of whom?
I feel sorry for Matt Lucas in all of this.
Oh, what a shame. Anyway.
So how many was
think
it?
Think on the positive, though. I think you won that.
Well, I think I counted 11.
That's quite a large percentage.
Like 70%.
But hey, I win. I want some carrying.
You win,
yay.
Yeah.
I'll be the win. There's the booby prize for you. Anyway, okay, so it was 2-1 to Becky. Excellent. And there'll be more. Oh, what's occurring tomorrow when Scott's back, hopefully.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's a bad photo. Of who? Maroon 5 coming up after 6 o'clock. This is Greg in for Scott till there, till 7. His news and sport with Jonathan and Mark.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.